Chicago Bay Man. It won't help you. Don't you even remember what happened? I set a trap for you and you fell for it. Of course you did. You just have to try and save everyone, don't you? Well, why couldn't you save him? Why did you have to let him die? Why? Well, you're mine now, Bats. I caught you and I've got you right where I want you. You're all tied up. Oh, don't try and speak either. I know you don't talk much, but I don't want you trying to talk me out of this. This is my plan, B-Man. One that would make Mr. J proud of me. He was brilliant, you know. He was crazy. But aren't we all? In fact, sometimes I think you're even crazier than he was, B-Man. I mean, who wanders around at night dressed like a giant bat? Ooh, that reminds me of a great joke he used to tell. How does a crazy person travel through Gotham Park? They take the psychopath. Anyway, he can never kill you. No, no, no. You were much too important to him. He always talked about it, but I don't think he can ever pull the trigger. Sometimes I think he cared more about you than he cared about me. I loved him, you know. Fell in love with him the first time I saw him at the asylum. It took me 3 months to convince them to let me treat him, and when I did, he made me feel like I was the only thing in the world that mattered. I loved him for that. I gave him my life for that. And now he's gone. But he wasn't the only one who meant a lot to me.
I'd just like to say, if there was no Batman, there'd be no Joker, and I never would have made my pudding. Thank you, Batman. I know how important you were to Mr. J, and I just want to show you how important you were to me, too. By now, you might be feeling a little chill. When I tied you up, I took off your suit. Don't worry, silly. I left your mask on. I don't care who you are. That's not why you're here. I thought about killing you, but what's the fun in that? All we need to be happy is smile, right? That's why Mr. J never had a dull moment. He was always smiling. My button had the time of his life while you were alive. And now I'm going to give you the time of your life, too. The doctor will say you now.
You look a lot different without your suit on, Batman. A lot more fragile. Look at all those scars. I don't think I've ever seen so many on one person. How many of them did he give you?
He gave me a few too. Mostly emotional scars, though.
He liked to keep me pretty. What use was I to him if I wasn't pretty? If I wasn't smiling, the boss always liked me to wear a smile to work.
Let me touch him. Do they hurt?
Do you need the doctor to kiss them better?
Let's start with your neck, hmm?
Look how far they go down. You poor thing. How do you cope with all this pain? How do you sleep at night when you think of the things he's done to you? That he's done to Gotham? But don't worry. He can't hurt you anymore. He can't hurt either of us anymore. And the good doctor knows just what to prescribe for this sort of situation. Look how big you are, Dark Knight. I can see you're excited at what I've got planned for you.
It's a shame you can't do anything while your hands are all tied up. Would you like some help?
Let me touch you. I'll be soft and gentle, don't worry. I'll take you in my hands and just stroke it slowly. up, down. Let all those worries and cares wash away each stroke, up and down. It's just me and you here, Batman. And all I want is for you to be happy. Let down your facade and open up to me. Focus on the way that you feel with my hands around you as I move up and down. You want to open up to me, don't you? To let me peek inside and see what makes you tick. It feels so good in my hands. Does it feel good for you too, Batman? Surely even the big, bad, Dark Knight is allowed a bit of relief every now and again. It's good for you, you know. You think I'm obsessed with the Joker? But my obsession is nothing compared to yours. We're very similar in that respect, you know. I'm not crazy. No crazier than you, at least. You were a lot like him. You both driven by something. You both saw something fatally wrong in the world that needed fixing. Why else would you keep going? Let me keep stroking that cork for you, Batman. You can tell me what drove you to this madness.
Out of the cage and spouts nonsense. Let's pick up the pace, B-Man. You like to live on the edge, don't ya? Of course you do. Why else would you dress up like a butterfly around Gotham? You could be a vampire. Nah. I think you're just like me, Bats. You love the rush. The feeling you get when you're doing something a little dangerous. A guy like that, a guy like you, would like to be worked a little more like this. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Now, how does that feel? Don't you like the way I play with your dick? Are you close to finishing? Well, I hope not. I'm not quite finished yet. Let me stop stroking for a minute. Don't pardon me. All in good time, Batsy. Harley doesn't disappoint. We're getting close to the grand finale. I bet you're getting sick of me talking by now, huh? Mr. J used to get sick of me talking, too. I learned when to be quiet. I think I should share for you, too, Bats. Put my mouth to good use. Your cock is quivering for me, B-Man. It's already dripping. Want me to clean you up? Let me run my tongue up your shaft and make you nice and tidy. Can't have you looking messier than me right now. You taste so good, Bats. I expected you to taste bitter, but you're surprisingly sweet. Oh, Batman. This is not usually how I would conduct an assessment, but desperate times call for desperate measures. It's just so hard to concentrate with you like this. I'm almost shaking with anticipation. I know you like being in control and taking charge of things, but I want you to surrender yourself to me fully right now. Let me just take off this silly corset so you can get a good look at me. I want those moody eyes to linger on my body and just take it all in. I'm not wearing a bra. Watch my slender fingers softly stroke my tender nipples. I bet you want these fingers on your body again, don't you? But we've been there and tried that. As I slip off my skirt, gaze your eyes upon my panties. They're soaked at the thought of you. You haven't said a word, but I've learned so much about you tonight. Intimate knowledge of the Dark Knight himself. It's a psychiatric stream. You're making me so flustered. I just want you inside me.
You want it too, don't you?
I can see you nodding your head. If you could speak, you'd be begging me by now, wouldn't you?
Let me just slip off these panties, and then you can have your way with me. You deserve it.
I can feel your knees trembling, Batman. Don't tell me the infamous Batman is scared of little Harleen Quinzel. There's nothing to be frightened about. I'll go slow.
Ease you in and ride you gently.
Can you feel how wet I am for you?
You like that, don't you?
Let me just ease myself.
You feel so good. Let me just sit here for a moment and take it all in.
Thank you for this, Batman. Thank you for giving yourself to me. You look me in the eyes as I wake your body, as I ride you up and down. Do you like the way I feel sliding down you? How my body feels against yours as I gently ride you up and down. I want to see you surrender yourself to my caress, Batman. Let your guard down and let me in. You feel at peace with me here, don't you? You can feel yourself giving in to me as I work your thick member up and down.
Feels so good inside of me.
Don't you want a man from your Harley? Vroom, vroom! Don't you want to take me for a real ride and see how fast I can go? I'm doing this for you, Bats. For us. Here we go. Up, down, up, down, up, down. I'm not crazy, remember? I just know how you like it. I know you're about ready to burst, B-Man. I want you to come for me. I want you to come. Come for you, naughty little Harley. I can see those eyes widening. I can hear your breath quickening. Keep going. Don't stop. Let it all in. Every last drop. You did it, B-Man. All that just for me. You shouldn't have. Now all we need to do is wait. You might have taken my pudding from me, but hopefully you've given me a baby B-Man of my own to replace him with. And if not, well, I'll be back tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after. Until I get what I want. Aww, I think I made a mess on your cape. Not like you're going to be needing it now anyway. You're not Gotham's caped crusader anymore. You're mine.